ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्। देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 8, Text Number 12, the Narayana Kavacha Shield. Om Harir Vidadhyan Mama Sarvaraksham Nyastangrihi पद्मः पतगेन्द्रपृष्ठा दरारी चर्मासी गदेषु चाप पाशान् दाधनो इष्टगुणो इष्टबहु। ॐ हरिर्विदद्यान् मम सर्वरक्षाम्। ॐ हरिर्विदद्यान् मम सर्वरक्षाम्। नस्त्याङ्घ्रिपद्मपतगेन्द्रपृष्ठे नस्त्याङ्घ्रिपद्मपतगेन्द्रपृष्ठे दरारिचर्मासि गदेषु चाप दरारिचर्मासि गदेषु चाप पाशान् दाधनो इष्टगुणोष्टबहु। पाशान् दाधनो इष्टगुणोष्टबहु। ॐ हरिर्विदद्यान् मम सर्वरक्षाम्। न्यस्त्याङ्घ्रिपद्मपतगेन्द्रपृष्ठे दरारिचर्मासि गदेषु चाप पाशान् दाधनो इष्टगुणो इष्टबहु। Ladies, Om Lord, O Lord, Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vidadhyat, may He bestow, Mama, my, Sarvaraksham, protection from all sides, Nyasta, placed, Angripadma, whose lotus feet, Patagendra Prishte, on the back of Garuda, the king of all birds, Dara, conchal, Ari, disc, Charma, shield, Asi, sword, Gada, club, Ishu, arrows, Chapa, bow, Pashan ropes. Dadadna holding. Ashta possessing eight. Guna perfections. Ashta eight. Bahu arms. Translation and purport by Devangrace J.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord, who sits on the back of the bird Garuda, touching him with his lotus feet, holds eight weapons: the conch shell, disc, shield, sword, club, arrows, bow and ropes. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead protect me at all times with his eight arms. He is all powerful because he fully possesses the eight mystic powers, anima, lagima, etc. Please repeat. The Supreme Lord, who sits on the back of the bird Garuda, touching him with his lotus feet, holds eight weapons: the conch shell, disc, shield, sword, club, arrows, bows, and ropes. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead protect me at all times with his eight arms. He is all powerful because he fully possesses the eight mystic powers, anima, lagima, etc. Purport. Thinking oneself one with the Supreme is called Ahangrahopasana. Through Ahangrahopasana, one does not become God, but he thinks of himself as qualitatively one with the Supreme. Understanding that as a spirit soul, he is equal in quality to the Supreme Soul, the way the water of river is of the same nature as the water of the sea, one should meditate upon the Supreme Lord as described in this verse and seek his protection. The living entities are always subordinate to the Supreme. Consequently, their duty is to always seek the mercy of the Lord in order to be protected by him in all circumstances. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Sri Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishamanasute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namunama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So, ये चैप्टर 8 में प्रभुपाद जी इंट्रोडक्शन दे रहे हैं नारायण कवच शील्ड के बारे में और काफी श्लोक में परपोर्ट नहीं है इसलिए हम 12वें श्लोक में आए हैं तो नारायण कवच शील्ड के बारे में प्रभुपाद जी क्या कहते हैं हम पढ़ते हैं यहां से द चैप्टर डिस्क्राइब How Indra, the king of heaven, was victorious over the soldiers of the demons. And it also describes the shield of Vishnu Mantra. To take protection from the shield, one must first touch kusa grass and wash one's mouth with Achamana mantras. One should observe silence and then place the 8-syllable Vishnu mantra on the parts of his body and place the 12-syllable mantra on his hands. The 8-syllable mantra is Om Namo Narayanaya. This mantra should be distributed all over the front and back of the body. The 12-syllable mantra, which begins with Pranava, Omkara, is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 1 syllable should be placed on each of the fingers, and should be preceded by the Pranava Omkara. Thereafter, one must chant Om Vaishnave Nama, Om Vishnave Nama, which is a 6-syllable mantra. One must progressively place the syllables of the mantra on the heart, the head, between the 2 eyebrows, on the shika and between the eyes. And then one should chant Ma Astrayapat, and with this mantra protect himself from all directions. Na Devo Devam Archayet. One who has not risen to the level of a Deva cannot chant this mantra. According to this direction of the Shastra, one must think himself qualitatively non-different from the Supreme. So that is what this today's verse is. After finishing this dedication, one must offer a prayer to the 8-armed Lord Vishnu, who sits on the shoulders of Garudadev. One also has to think of the fish incarnation, Vamana, Kurma, Narsimha, Varaha, Parashurama, Ramachandra, the elder brother of Lakshmana, Naranarayana, Dattatreya, an empowered incarnation, Kapila, Sanat Kumara, Hayagriva, Narada Deva, the incarnation of a devotee, Danvantari, Rishabhadeva, Yajna, Balarama, Vyasadeva, Buddha Deva, and Keshava. One should also think of Govinda, the master of Vrindavana, and one should think of Narayana, the master of the spiritual sky. One should think of Madhusudana, Tridhama, Madhava, Rishikesha, Padmanapa, Janardana, Damodara, and Vishveshwara, as well as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. After offering prayers to the Lord's personal expansions known as the Swamsa and Shakti Abheshavatara, one should pray to the weapons of the Lord Narayana, such as the Sudarshana, Gada, Shankha, Khadga, and Bhav. After explaining this process, Sukadeva Goswami told Maharaj Parikshit how Vishwarupa, the brother of Vritasura, described the glories of Narayana Kavacha to Indra. So we'll just quickly read the 11th translation. King Parikshit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, "My Lord, kindly explain the Vishnu Mantra armor that protected King Indra and enabled him to conquer his enemies along with their carriers and enjoy the opulence of the 3 worlds. Please explain to me that Narayana armor by which King Indra achieved success in battle, conquering the enemies who were endeavoring to kill him." Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, "King Indra, the leader of the demigods, inquired about the armor known as Narayana Kavacha from Vishwarupa, who was engaged by the demigods as their priest. Please hear Vishwarupa's reply with great attention." Vishwarupa said, "If some form of fear arrives, one should first wash his hands and legs clean and then perform Achamana by chanting this mantra, Om Apavitro Pavitrova Swarva Vasta Gato Piva Yasmaret Pundari Kaksham Sa Bahya Abhyantara Suchihi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu. Then one should touch Kusagras and sit gravely and silently facing north. When completely purified, one should touch the mantra composed of 8 syllables to the 8 parts of his body and touch the mantra composed of 12 syllables to his hands. Thus, in the following manner, he should bind himself with the Narayana coat of armor. First, while chanting the mantra composed of 8 syllables, Om Namo Narayanaya, beginning with the pranava, the syllable Om, one should touch his hands to 8 parts of his body, starting with the 2 feet and progressing systematically to the knees, thighs, abdomen, heart, chest, mouth and head. Then one should chant the mantra in reverse, beginning from the last syllable. Om Namo Narayanaya, it is said in the reverse order, while touching the parts of his body in the reverse order. These 2 processes are known as Utpatti Nyasa and Samhara Nyasa respectively. Then one should chant the mantra composed of 12 syllables Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Preceding each syllable by the Omkara, one should place the syllables of the mantra on the tips of his fingers, beginning with the index finger of the right hand and concluding with the index finger of the left. The four remaining syllables should be placed on the joint hands of the thumbs. One must then chant the mantra of six syllables, Om Vishnave Nama. One should place the syllable Om on his heart, the syllable V on the top of his head, the syllable Sa between his eyebrows, the syllable Na on his tuft of hair, Shika, and the syllable Ve between his eyes. The chanter of the mantra should then place the syllable Na on all the joints of his body, meditate on the syllable Ma as being weapon, as being a weapon. He should thus become perfect personification of the mantra. Therefore, adding Visarga to the final syllable Ma, you should chant the mantra Ma Astrayapat in all directions, beginning from the east. In this way, all directions will be bound by the protective armor of the mantra. Jai Srisrada Rasbihari Bhagwan ki Jai Gornata ki Jai Sitaram Pranamani ki Jai. After finishing this chanting, one should think himself qualitatively one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full in six appearances and is worthy to be meditated upon. Then one should chant the following protective prayers to Lord Narayana, the Narayana Kavacha. So, there are four activities for all living beings: eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So, even in heaven, Indra is not free from this. So, heaven is also not categorically different from the material planets. Even though it is also a material planet, it is supposed to be a place of enjoyment. But, even Indra has to fear something. So, he has to defend himself. So, this defending can be between two small insects. Sometimes in the villages, you will see they'll bring two cocks, the cocks will fight. Sometimes they'll bring two dogs, sometimes they bring two goats. So you'll see that this fighting is there and the people are watching the fight. It is a pastime in the villages. They'll do that. So this nature of defending or fighting is there in all species. So, strictly speaking, it is nothing to glorify about Indra getting the Narayan Kavacha. Ultimately, it is, he is thinking he is his material body with his material position and he thinks he has to defend it. So, it is not something extraordinary or uncommon. The only thing is, he is actually, instead of going to some ordinary person, he has taken shelter of a Purohit who gives him the Narayana Mantra, Narayana Kavacha. So that is the only saving grace, that he is going to Narayana for that. Otherwise the purpose is same. So Prabhupada criticized, you know, making atom bombs. He said, Ugra Karma, waste of time. Indra is not, the post is permanent, but the person Indra is not permanent. He stays on the post, like Prime Minister. He comes and he stays on the post for some time. Even Brahma's post is like that. So most of the posts in heavenly planets, they are all temporary like that. The person who occupies comes for some time, say one mantra or something like that. Some period is there. So that period they lost. After that they have to go. Whether demons fight with them or not fight with them, they have to go. So nothing really basically very extraordinary. But on the other hand, if somebody is a devotee of Krishna, he doesn't have to change. His consciousness becomes permanent. So one can be Indra in one lifetime and one can become an Indra Gopa in another lifetime. Become an insect in another lifetime. So therefore, Bhukti, Mukti, Siddhi, Kami, Sakale, Ashant, Krishna Bhakta, Nishkama, Atayev, Ashant. But it is very difficult for us to actually understand that Indra's position is not something that we should envy. We can't think like that. Because we have not tasted what is Krishna Prem. So without tasting Krishna Prem, we will be attracted to this and that. Therefore it is said, Brahmara Durlabha Prema. Kita Janama Hoa Yata Tua Dasa Bahirmukha Brahma Janme Nahi Mora Asha.
So we can neither give up our ideas about enjoying like Indra, nor we can become like Haridas Thakur or Narottam Das Thakur and always think about, you know, how to be meditating on the Supreme Lord's pastimes. So in that way, we are in a Trisangu Sorga. We are not in a safe position because our heart is not convinced. Pure devotional service is not attractive for us. Mishra Bhakti, Sakama. So one for me and one for Krishna, one for me and one for Krishna, one for me and one for Krishna. So when we chant the holy name, we have some expectation. We want to exploit. Even though the holy name is supposed to be such a wonderful thing, there is nothing higher than that. But we have no such feeling for holy name like that. We make a transaction by becoming a Sakama Bhakta. So it is also encouraged. Akama Sarva Kama Om Moksha Kama Udaradi. It is also encouraged. At least you stay with Krishna. Don't become Brahma's Chela and Shiva's Chela and you know Gauri's Chela. So you see the funny thing. Brahma gives Vardhan and that Vardhan goes against Indra. Brahma gave Vardhan to Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu not only wanted to finish Indra, he also wanted to finish Brahma. He took Vardhan from Brahma to finish Indra, Devatas. Not only Devatas, he wanted to finish Brahma also. He wanted to take Brahma's post. Same thing with Shiva. He gives Vardhan and then he wants to put that his hand in Shiva's head. So like this, this goes on. And Durga kills her devotee Mahishasura. She kills him. So, it is nothing for us to glorify. What is actually to be done is, even though Narayana Kavacha is a wonderful shield, it's a wonderful armor, devotees don't care about protecting themselves because that care is taken by the Lord. Kauntaya Pratijanihi, Name Bhakta. So we don't have to defend. Defending us is Krishna's job. We don't have to worry about it, provided we are surrendered to Krishna. So our eating, our sleeping, our mating, our defending, it is not done on our account. Because when we eat Krishna Prasad. Has anybody given you a bill for eating Krishna Prasad? Only if you go to Govindas, they give you. Therefore, you are not supposed to go there. So, devotees eat only where there is no bill is given. What? Where devotees eat? There is no payment. Where there is no payment, that's where devotees eat. So similarly, Sankirtan devotees, you know, you ask them, what is their experience about eating and sleeping? You can't go on Sankirtan vehicle if you are worried about eating and sleeping. So, simple and natural way of living, that is what is preferred by devotees. Simple and natural way of living, so that remembering and doing service to Krishna is not some special endeavor. To remember Krishna and to do service to Krishna, you don't have to make a special endeavor. Sometimes some people conduct Bhagavad Sapta for 7 days and they spend lakhs of rupees. So after 7 days, what do they do? We don't know. But they spend so much money. But how much money we are spending to come and sit in the Bhagavatam class? We are much better place to speak Bhagavatam than a pandal. We have a marble temple in which we can sit and talk about Bhagavatam. So they make such endeavor, but that is not permanent. That is not regular. That is, they sometimes they do, sometimes they forget. Whereas we say Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So we should not be unnecessarily impressed. Like we live in this temple, This temple is nothing less than Taj Palace Hotel. This is nothing less than that. It is more than that. In Taj Palace Hotel, you have to conduct a program for 3-4 hours, you have to maybe pay 10 lakhs. So when people come here on Sunday, what do they pay? They come, chant, dance, eat, all the fun. Yesterday I was seeing, people were totally relaxed. In the evening I saw, people were sitting and very nicely relaxing yesterday because Tulsi Aarti had not yet started. So I was thinking that Prabhupada has given, in the karmi world, you will have to sweat it out to enjoy like that. And Prabhupada has given so many temples like that. Simply because we carry a bead bag. That's all. You just carry a bead bag and you can go to any ISKCON temple. And how much Prabhupada thought about how to keep this Hare Krishna Andolan, how to keep it going? How did he plan? And you don't need to have any anxiety like Indra. Absolutely no anxiety at all. Even an ordinary devotee is enjoying his life better than Indra. Even a simple ordinary devotee is enjoying his life better than Indra. And, you know, the speciality about Indra's life is, he makes one aparad. And in order to escape from that aparad, he takes shelter of somebody. And then he offends that person. Then, in order to escape from that Brahmahatya, he goes to a third person and then he saves himself. And then again he did another Brahmahatya. So Indra's life is mostly non-stop nonsense. What? It's mostly non-stop. That's what his life is. Even sometimes he fights with Krishna. He offends Krishna. That Paridha story you all know. That Govardhan Leela story you all know. So it's no big deal. So, that is why we don't want to compare Krishna's devotees even with demigods. They are higher than demigods. So why should Krishna devotee worship a demigod? He himself is higher than demigod. Because demigods have some lain then. Whereas Krishna's devotee, he only wants to do what Krishna wants. At one stroke. Actually, it is not necessary for devotees who are surrendered to Krishna to understand Bhagavad Gita by every line, every chapter, every verse. If you have accepted Krishna, you are surrendered, you are ready to serve Krishna. You don't have to remember all the verses and all the lines in Bhagavad Gita. There's no need. Because you are practically doing. Suppose I read how to play tennis. Many books are written about how to play tennis. Different players are playing tennis. So I buy all the books and I read how to play tennis. And when I go to play, if I don't know how to play, what is the use of reading all the books? If I'm standing there and I cannot lift it and I cannot play, or I don't play properly, what is the benefit of reading all those books about tennis? But there are people who are working in the tennis court. They are called ball boys. Their job is to go and pick up the ball and bring it and give. And they are mostly uneducated boys. These ball boys are mostly uneducated boys. But they can teach one or two things even to the champions. Because they daily they watch, they have experience how things are happening. So when they play much better than people who get coached. Like people may have very expensive cars, but some small mechanic in some garage, he knows how about the car more than the owner. So like you will see in different sports, like in golf, So people pay a lot of money to become a member to play golf. Lakhs of rupees they pay. But there is one fellow who carries the bag with all the, you know, golf sticks, rod. They know how to play golf much better than the people who pay lakhs of rupees as a fees for the golf. So like that, there may be so many big sadhus and sannyasis, but our simple devotees who carry tulsi on their head every day morning, they go all the way to the lawn there in the tulsi ka ghar. In one hand he is doing japa and in one hand he is holding tulsi on his head. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, he walks all over the place. He goes to the tulsi. There he puts one tulsi and picks up two tulsis and brings them over here while he is chanting. He is much more realized than a Brahmagyani. He is much more realized than a yogi who has seen Paramatma. He is directly in touch with associate of Lord Krishna, Tulsi Devi. Krishna Bhakti Prade Devi. He is carrying her on his head and bringing her to Krishna. So if he is bringing Tulsi every day to Krishna, you don't think Tulsi will take him to Krishna one day? Every day he is bringing Tulsi to Krishna. So only once Tulsi will not take him to Krishna? What do you think? Tulsi will take him to Krishna? Every day he is bringing. Tulsi will not take him once to Krishna? Guaranteed. So Prabhupada gave us, he did not, like that I was telling you, you need not learn so many books about how to play tennis. You can go directly play. Because you are immediately engaged in devotional service. You already know all the Vedas, Puranas, Shastras, everything you already know. Because only after that you can come to worship Krishna. But we have to stay with this movement. That we have come is great fortune. That one has come to Krishna consciousness is very great fortune. But if one leaves, is much greater unfortunate than a person who has not come. The persons who have not come to Krishna consciousness, they are unfortunate. They are. But person who has come to Krishna consciousness and goes away, he is most unfortunate. So some or other Prabhupada has brought us and put us in direct service. Because Prabhupada is in direct service. So if you are following his path, if you are following his order, just like an expert mechanic is there, owner of a garage. So many different cars come. He calls the young fellows who have come to. He is watching them. Even though the person who brought the car, he did not bring the car thinking that these young fellows will take care of it. He came because he knows the owner, and the owner he has faith in. The owner, he knows the owner will do a good job. But every car the owner is not repairing. He is sitting and he is watching what is going on. But he knows immediately if something goes wrong, immediately will call him. So like that, Krishna is very pleased because Krishna is seeing Prabhupada is there. But Prabhupada is watching every one of us. So this movement is going on because Prabhupada is directly in charge of this movement. If you all remember that Prabhupada is directly in charge of this movement, then this movement will go on without much problem, without much trouble. Even if somebody is in charge of you, you should know he is also under Prabhupada's watch. Everybody is under Prabhupada's watch. Nobody is independently doing devotional service here. Everybody is dependent on Prabhupada to do devotional service here. So A to Z, everybody is under Prabhupada's, you know, watchful eyes. So therefore, we should not hesitate. Once, in the early days in America, somebody who was a little senior, he was keeping something in the fridge, which Vaishnavas do not generally keep. And many devotees were very junior, so they were thinking that, oh, he is a senior fellow, so what can we do? Then finally it came to Prabhupada's notice. Prabhupada said, okay, you may be a junior to him, you may not say anything to him directly, but is he not junior to me? You can tell me. Because this movement is not somebody's private property. This movement is Prabhupada's property. So it does not matter who he is, if somebody is doing something unusual, that must go to Prabhupada. So something like that happened in Vrindavan also. After Rajbhog Aarti, long time back, after Rajbhog Aarti, the temple is usually cleaned after the temple closes, the Rajbhog Aarti over, the temple is cleaned. So one foreign devotee was a temple commander there. So he came to see whether the temple is getting cleaned or not. And he saw in one corner, he saw one elderly Bengali fellow and one young fellow. They were sitting and they had in a cloth some pawa. Kya bolte hain aap log? Jo sukha, bolte hain chida, chida. Something. You know that Bengali favorite food is there. So the elder fellow and the younger fellow sitting and they were eating the chida. So this devotee came here. He said, Haribol, you have to get out of here. You want to clean the place. So they are Bengalis, they don't know English. So he just came and then said, you have to get out of here, you want to clean the place. And then he went away. Then after 5 minutes he came again and he saw they were still sitting and eating. Hey, I told you, why don't you get out? You want to clean. And then he went away. Then he came third time. He said they were still sitting there. He became so upset. He just went and pulled out that and kind of pushed them out of the temple. And Prabhupada was in his quarters. So within 2-3 hours, some message came to Prabhupada saying that these Videshi devotees, they don't know how to treat the local people. So this complaint came to Prabhupada. They don't know how to treat the local people. Prabhupada was very particular that the local people should not, they already somewhat, you know, Angrezi Mandir bolte hain. So he wanted his disciples to behave more carefully than that. He used to teach personally how to drink, you know, what not to do. So many small, small things Prabhupada will teach, not only philosophy. Because the local people were watching, you know. So Prabhupada was very cautious. He didn't want, it was just the beginning days, he didn't want any bad, you know, publicity. So within 2-3 hours, the message came to Prabhupada that some local people were badly treated. Then Prabhupada wanted to ask, how did it happen? Who was there? So then this person was the temple commander. So next day Prabhupada called him and asked him, what happened yesterday? And he said, nothing happened. Nothing happened. No, no, no. Yesterday something happened in the temple hall. What happened? Oh, he said, some two people were sitting and eating in the temple. I told them it is time to clean the temple. And I told them, you know, then what did you do? Well, they were not going, so I pushed them out. Then Prabhupada was not happy. Then this person said, I am the temple commander, am I not? So he was thinking he was doing his duty. And such a small thing, that why should Prabhupada care about it? Said, I am a temple commander, am I not? Now what do you think Prabhupada should do? Prabhupada said, do you know who is the commander in chief? Do you know who is the commander in chief? What is the meaning? There may be million temple commanders, presidents, GBCs, gurus. But Prabhupada is commander in chief. He can pull up anybody anytime. And he said, you made me temple commander. You made me temple commander. You made me temple commander. He said, I didn't make you temple commander to get a bad name for me. You are doing service to Krishna on one hand, on the other hand you are committing aparadha in Dhamma. So Prabhupada will always remain our commander in chief. Prabhupada will always remain our, and we are, each one of us individually and collectively, we are answerable to Prabhupada. Indra offended only an ordinary Purohit. So what? He may be a Purohit in heavenly planet, but nevertheless he is only a Purohit. He is not a Acharya like Prabhupada. And for that Indra had to suffer so much. He removed, this Purohit he offended, and he got another Purohit. And that Purohit head he chopped off. So this goes on. But Prabhupada is not in that position. He is not a Purohit for us. He is a founder Acharya. He is the Sampradaya. He's one of the Acharyas in the Sampradaya. So if we do anything and he is not pleased, all that Indra did was, when Brihaspati came, he did not get up from his chair. That is not one of the four relative principal offense. That is not the Dasaparad. He didn't get up. Same thing like Romaharshana. He didn't get up. But in this moment, if Prabhupada is displeased for a small thing or a big thing, both are equally same. After 6 o'clock in the morning, if the light is on in Vrindavan, Prabhupada was walking around the temple, and he will come in one corner and you look at the people with him. You people are blind. And then he'll keep walking. Then he'll come to that same corner. And he'll say, you people are blind. Then he'll keep walking. Again. So they could not understand. Whenever Prabhupada came to this corner, he was saying, you people are blind. Because he could see some lights were on after 6 o'clock in the morning. Because Prabhupada lived a very frugal life. He didn't have money to throw around. And he didn't want to waste anything. Even if he had money, he would still not waste it. So whether small or big, we have to take care. Because it's not our property. It's Prabhupada's property. If he's unhappy, he's unhappy. What can you do? You have to change. So offending Brihaspati, offending Vishwarup, killing Vishwarup, okay. But we are offending a Parama Vaishnav if we don't do that. And he wants this movement to go on for 10,000 years. So everything has to be pakka, because it has to go on for 10,000 years. So, if you are a great devotee, if you are a big devotee, then you must be extra careful. Because what you do may give some bad result after 15 years, 20 years, 30 years. If somebody is doing some small thing, to aarti ki plate, say, chamach gir gaya, वो भी नहीं होना चाहिए, आर्थिक ब्लेड से चम्मच गिरना भी नहीं चाहिए, बट इफ समबडी डज समथिंग वेरी बिग वो भी नहीं होना चाहिए. सो इफ यू हैव अ बिगर रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी बिकॉज यू आर अ बिग डिवोटी देन यू हैव टू बी केयरफुल इन एवरीथिंग यू डू. If you do 5 things, you have to be careful. If you do 50 things, you have to be careful. If you do 500 things, you have to be careful. Just because you are doing 500 things, it doesn't mean you can be careless. Therefore, tattat karma pravartanat. Just do your particular service nicely. Time ho gaya. So, the living entities are always subordinate to the Supreme. Consequently, their duty is to always seek the mercy of the Lord in order to be protected by Him in all circumstances. So, it is quite natural for a devotee to take shelter of Krishna, and it is much more natural and spontaneous for Krishna to take care of His devotees. Only thing is we must actually take shelter. Our mind should not be thinking wavering. So there are many things we can say about it. I don't know how much more time we have. But I think if you have any questions, I'll take that first.
Srila Prabhupada had special abilities like clairvoyant, then Atma, he can look into the mind of the person, then he had mesmerizing power to make others follow him. So those kinds of abilities, are we not missing now?
What's the question?
Like he had clairvoyant power, clairvoyant.
Okay.
Trikal Darshi. So, are we not missing those powers in the present setup?
I don't know about you.
No, I am talking about the people, the higher ones.
It is individual, no? It is individual. Prabhupada may be dealing with you differently and dealing with others differently.
I'm talking about the present Guru Parampara system, that whether present Guru has such
power. I just now told you, Prabhupada is there. It is not that we are missing him. You miss him? Are you missing Prabhupada?
No, the present people whom we can see,
no, are you missing
they
him?
Don't have such powers, what no, I mean to say.
Forget about that. Yeah. Is Prabhupada still in charge of this movement?
I don't know.
They said he is the founder of Acharya. Huh? GBC has written a book that every devotee of ISKCON has direct relationship with Prabhupada. That is the current GBC statement. Every single devotee in ISKCON has direct relationship with Prabhupada.
Then it is all right.
They are so emphatic. The GBCs have made us, they published a book, Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya, and they say every devotee in ISKCON has direct relationship with Prabhupada. What more you want? So we are individually accountable. Okay, maybe we live in one temple, the temple is also, management is also accountable, but not only the management is accountable, we are individually accountable. He is our primary Siksha Guru, so we are individually connected to him. So there is nothing to think that, you know, what should I do? What should I do? What is right? What is wrong? He is directly supervising everything. That is why he is sitting right in front of all the three altars. Everything is happening under his shelter. Okay, any other question?
Krishna. When we practice Krishna consciousness, in the beginning we may think, everything for me, nothing for Krishna. then after some time we may say one for me first and then one for Krishna. Then after some time we may still say one for Krishna and one for me. But don't you think perhaps a day will come when we keep on practicing Krishna consciousness? Now everything for Krishna, nothing for me. Can that happen?
That is something higher than that. Not just everything for Krishna and nothing for me. There is something higher than that. You know what is that?
No, Prabhu.
I am for Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Once you say I am for Krishna, anything is left?
Hare Krishna.
That's all you have to say. Krishna mera hai aur main
Krishna kam hun.
But that arrangement is done through Prabhupada. What?
Through Prabhupada.
That arrangement is not done directly between me and Krishna. That arrangement is done through Prabhupada. Because Krishna says, don't come to me directly. So, but Prabhupada allows you to say that. I am for Krishna. But we should not say Krishna is for me. I belong to Krishna, Krishna belongs to me, but that doesn't mean we are controller of Krishna. It only means that we are eternally connected to Krishna. That's what. Because no real Vaishnava will think that he is controlling Krishna. He would not like to think like that. A Vaishnava will not think like he is controlling Krishna. Because that is not his nature, because his nature is to be a servant. But a good servant can also have that kind of, like Radharani. Krishna will do anything if Radharani wants, because of her nature. So like that, sometimes devotees also can pray to Krishna. For example, if some emergency is there, or somebody is not well, or something like that. Devotee may not pray for himself, but he can pray for other devotees. So that is not considered bad. But generally speaking, we don't even tell Krishna anything. Nowadays there is a new thing. He said, there should be no official prayer in the temple hall. Now there is a new thing is coming up. Because sometimes they make some official prayer in the temple hall. Yadi, you know, so and so, yadi aapki iccha hai, ya aapki pasand hai, then you make your petition. But now they say we should not even make a petition because our goal should be, you know, Suddha Bhakti. But it's okay. But if you pray separately, individually like that, it's fine. But it is generally not recommended to make an official petition to the Lord. Yadi aap chahte hain, to aise kijiye. Yadi aap chahte hain, to aise kijiye. Then you have to send a whole big list because you have so many things to do. So it will not satisfy with one or two petitions. You will get so many petitions. So I am for Krishna. Everything is done. So that includes everything.
Hare Krishna. His Holiness Bhaktichara Swami gave class, Srimad Bhagavatam class, and he mentioned that when that person was, incident happened in Vrindavan, and when that person was offended, then next day Srila Prabhupada asked the temple commander to go and search out the particular person who he offended. The commander went, but he could not find him, and he came tirelessly. Later on, He found that this person came to lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada made peace among them, and matter was solved.
Correct. Correct. So, Prabhupada sent the temple commander. In fact, he had told somebody, you bring them to my room. And those two people were brought to Prabhupada's room. And then this temple commander was brought. Then Prabhupada asked, are these the people who are there? The temple was yes. So then they offered dandava to each other. So Prabhupada is running a movement. I may be a temple commander, but Prabhupada is watching all over the movement. From nowhere there should be a bad opinion about the movement. So he's very conscious about that. I may be doing my service, but during the service, if I do something knowingly, unknowingly wrong, that will affect Prabhupada. So he was thinking, I'm doing my duty, I'm cleaning the temple. What's wrong? But that had some other reaction. So that reaction came to Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada said, no, we should be careful. So, sometimes such things may happen in the movement, but we should all be careful as far as possible. We should not give scope for things to happen like that. Therefore, we are always praying to the Vaishnavas, so I may not offend them. So the biggest problem for us is not somebody offending us. That is not a problem. If somebody is offending us, is that a problem? If somebody offends us, it's not a problem because we can forgive. We can. But if we offend, we cannot force that person to forgive. That's another offense. What? Hey, why you are not forgiving me? If you don't forgive me, you know what I will do? I'll take your Juta Prasad. So it is easy if somebody offends you, that's not a problem. But if you offend somebody, that may be a problem. So Prabhupada called them and he made them offer obeisance.
After having begged for forgiveness, if the Vaishnava does not forgive the offender, do you think he can go back to Godhead still?
But at least he can forget. If he cannot forgive, he can forget.
Okay.
Is it not? You know, when Indra attended Brihaspati and he went in search of him, you know that? Do you know Indra went in search of Brihaspati when he came to know he was upset? Do you know that? He is still searching for him. Indra is still searching for Brihaspati. If you see Brihaspati, please inform Indra. If you see Brihaspati, please. He is still searching for Brihaspati. He never forgave. Brihaspati never forgave Indra. You want to ask?
Hare Krishna. Someone asked Srila Prabhupada about identity. Then Prabhupada replied, I am a devotee of Krishna. And then later on, after thinking some time, he said, I am trying to be a devotee of Lord. Being devotee of Krishna is not a so small thing. So the persons who are in the position, they should always think that I am trying to do service as a temple commander, as a service as a manager. They should always think they are trying to do, not become. And if one thinks they become, then problem comes.
Thank you. Okay. Ramrup Prabhu. Something you have to say. Krishna has sent you here. Give mic to.
You're mentioning in the class that Indra does non-stop nonsense. Still, I have always wondered, Krishna likes him.
Oh, you know that story, no? Because Indra's mother, in that particular Indra, I don't know his name, the mother is Aditi. So she did extraordinary worship of Krishna. So like Guru Maharaj got something extraordinary. So it is like, you know, Shishupal or somebody, Krishna gave, you know, 100 times he can curse me, I will tolerate it. So like that, for Aditi, I don't know what contract he had. He had some contract with Aditi. So Aditi said, my son should always be ruling. Right? So she was so pleased by Aditi's worship. He said, so be it. So, because he was so pleased by Aditi. So, even though Indra was nonsense, his mother was not. Krishna was pleased with Indra's mother. So, I think we may all also have to ask our mothers to pray to Krishna for us. So, we may also be a non-stop nonsense. But if we ask our mothers to pray to Krishna, at least I hope in my case, that is how it is working. You know. So, we need everybody to pray for us. This, so you can see, because Indra's mother, that particular Indra's mother, Aditi, she did something extraordinary. Actually, this was told to me by Tamal Krishna Prabhu. He mentioned to me this morning. He was looking through some books, and I asked the same question. Sir, how is it he's non-stop nonsense and things are going on in his favor? Not only is non-stop nonsense, you know, from one aparad, he picks up another aparad. Then from that aparad, he picks up another aparad. He's going always from one aparad to another aparad. Yes, he has an aparad yatra. What? And yatra is going on. But that is why we need the blessings of everyone. Everybody in this movement, they are capable of blessing other devotees. Everyone in this movement should always be thinking, how I can bless. And we always should be thinking, how we can get the blessings from everyone. It doesn't matter, small or big. That is actual Vaishnava society. In Vaishnava society, age does not matter. The gender does not matter. How tall you are, how short you are, it doesn't matter. In Vaishnava society, what matters is that harmony. So, if you have that kind of devotional attitude towards each other and encourage each other, dadati, pratigrinati, gukhyam, makhyati, prachati, like that. That is Vaishnava society. So, that kind of society Prabhupada wants to go on for at least 10,000 years. That is why Jagai Madai were turned into devotees. Jagai Madai and Haridas Thakur, it's a two different thing. But then Jagai Madai also became devotees. So they are also mentioned. So it is not that how many years we are in this movement, but how much we are in line with the movement. How much we are in simple, you know, in the symmetry with the movement. So that is more important. So mostly those senior people means they will be able to adjust things. Not aggravate, but adjust. But that doesn't mean we cannot correct somebody, but we should correct in a particular Vaishnava etiquette, how it is to be done. We should do that. And it is required constantly. Constant monitoring and constant correcting with love and trust. It is a constant, continuous process. Just like you have to make fresh garlands every day. It is a continuous process. Making fresh garland is every daily seva. So like that, monitoring each other and, you know, helping each other for harmony and symphony and taking care of each other. You know, they had one seminar. They said, the name of the seminar is Devotee Scare. What's the name of the seminar? It is not Devotee Scare. It is Devotee's Care. What? It is Devotee's Care. But if you are not careful, it becomes Devotee Scare. So we should not scare people. We should care and not scare. Okay. Gantra Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Hanuman Prabhu ki jai.